And we're taking a look at paychecks again this morning. The White House says it's going to force firms that took the most taxpayer bailout money to cut compensation to their top executives. And a lot of you had a lot to say about this.
Should the government be allowed to limit pay? You betcha. When you ask for a bailout, you lose your privilege to be greedy and to waste our money. I'm sorry, but we are allowed to say no.
I just have one comment. Whenever you take somebody's money, they become your boss. So, yeah, they can regulate you. If you don't want to be regulated, don't take their money.
I always thought that the government should always try to lead by example. You know, the companies have lost a lot of money, but what about the government? How much are they in debt right now? Trillions of dollars? They're going to cut corporations. I think they should cut the government, too, a little bit more.
I don't think that the CEOs are any better than teachers or sanitation workers or anybody else. Do you?
And yesterday, President Obama seemed to agree with our listeners.
It does offend our values when executives of big financial firms, firms that are struggling, pay themselves huge bonuses, even as they continue to rely on taxpayer assistance to stay afloat.
Joining us now is Joe Nocera, business columnist for our partner, the New York Times. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
You just heard President Obama saying it offends our values when these executives take great big bonuses. And I'm wondering, was there any other option for President Obama? Didn't he pretty much have to cut the pay?
No. I mean,
politically,
in a political sense, he certainly had to cut the pay. It's an awkward situation because nobody's been able to really figure out how to appropriately regulate pay or deal with it in any way that doesn't create loopholes or problems or, you know. So there's a certain sort of here we go again. On the other hand, you know, there are these companies that have taken billions of dollars from the taxpayers. There's a large question as to whether some of them are going to be able to pay it all back. And it is offensive to see them asking for tens of millions of dollars in bonuses. That's why there was such a huge furor last year when the AIG bonuses emerged, and why there was such a huge furor over the Merrill Lynch bonuses at the end of 2008.
You write that Pazar Ken Feinberg was actually trying to change the entire culture of executive pay through Wall Street. What does that mean?
He was basically trying to link pay with performance a little bit more. He was trying to get rid of guaranteed bonuses. He was trying to, but my view really is that he was operating on the margins, and that while he did cut the cash pay for a lot of the people who came under his purview, which is 175 people, 25 highest paid at 7 different companies. He's not really changing the broad way that Wall Street pays people.
Okay, Joe Nocera is the New York Times business columnist. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.